And 5, 4, 3, 2, what up, y'all? Welcome to Instinct. I'm Devon Saint She.
The Chick Angel.
Quick church announcement. For the next 3 months in here and there, we might have to go virtual. By the time you're watching this, I'll be in my third day of production on Churchy.
In your trailer, your double banger.
No, I don't have any of those things. But so Angel and I were talking at the end of the last episode. Well, the end of the, never mind. This part wasn't public. But we basically going to be probably shooting on the weekends. So if you are wondering why something happens on Monday or early Tuesday, why it's not covered on Wednesday, it's likely because Angel and I and Joshy have shot it on Saturday or Sunday. If you are in a Patreon, you obviously will get 2 episodes a week. So sometimes that information will be there. But we have made it work through Churchy, season 1, season 2, through Angel having her pilot being out of town, through everything. We find a way to shoot this podcast. So if you're curious, go ahead, Angel.
Kevin, I think you might have misspoke.
What?
You might not get to Patreon, might not get 2 episodes. Because we're going to be burning. Aren't we going to be burning some bonuses?
Well, if we only do one, it'll be the bonus, and the main will be what the bonus was.
Right. So they might not get 2 episodes, is what I'm saying. You said if you're Patreon, you'll get 2 episodes a week. There might not be, if you're Patreon, you will always get at least an episode.
I'm lost, Angel.
Because if we are burning a bonus. There might not be another main, is what I'm saying. So don't say that you'll definitely get 2, because that's not the case.
And you might not definitely get 2, but you're right. You're right, Angel. You're right about it.
I just didn't want to lie to the people, and then they be in your DMs like, where's the second episode you promised on November the 16th?
Because sometimes when people come in new and they said, you promised me something, Jack, and then they flick a razor out on me. It's like a butterfly knife. But just know we're doing everything in our power, even if that means I'm shooting every single day of the week. We're going to get these podcasts up and together. Also, church announcement this week. If you're in Tacoma, Washington, Tony Baker and I will be there. And the Saturday show is close to selling out. So shout out to y'all. Ball Brothers Live in the first place ever that isn't Los Angeles, California. And if you're not able to do that, don't you worry your pretty little head. The Ball Brothers Freestyle Thanksgiving Special will be streaming the week of Thanksgiving. You want to watch it together as a family? You can do so starting Wednesday, or you can watch it with your family on Thursday or Friday or Saturday or 3 years from now, because you own it forever. It does not disappear. Angel, wow. Joshy, what you got?
I don't recall. Please check out The Invincible Fight Girl on Cartoon Network. It's in their Adult Swim series. And I'm sure I had something else, but because I didn't write it down, it's gone. Oh, you can check out the documentary, The History of Black Comedy, on Vice, not Netflix. And we're going to leave it right there because I can't remember anything else.
All right. So we rearranged this podcast to include this Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight. Angel, as a Black woman, I'd love to hear your thoughts first.
Well, first, let's start off how we end up watching it, me and my audience, because apparently a lot of people were having problems with Netflix. Not in my bedroom. Me and Netflix was doing just fine.
Didn't it working good?
It buffered one time in the entire time I had it on Netflix. And so I went live on the Instagrams and we all watched together as Stony the Road We Trod, Bitter the Chase, the Chast We Rod, whatever. Felt when the days unborn, when hope to die, whatever the words are, can't do it unless I'm singing it. We saw is Black that, history.
Voice and sing, or Shakespeare?
Yeah, lift every voice and sing. That was the second verse, but I can't do it unless I'm singing it. We saw the Black history that we don't be wanting to see. The Black history that we read about in the books and we just like, man, that had to be tough. That's what we saw. And I think it's what we all knew would more than likely happen, but we just were pushing that back in the hope that some miraculous thing would happen. But we should have all known that Michael Tyson, as much as we love him and as much as he's in still in amazing shape as a 58-year-old man, we know. Listen, I told Kevin and them, I said, I'm going to be as mad as the election. But the same thing with the election. It's that thing of where you know what's going to happen, but you keep trying to hold out that something else is going to happen. Boxing is a young man's sport. Period. Yeah,
most sports are young man's sport.
Or just young people in general.
Most of the time, when you get old, somebody young is fast and strong, and they jump high and run fast and push you and all that.
We need to come up with an old man sport then.
Badminton.
Golf, you can play when you're old. You can still be good when you're old.
Mobility is a little stiff. But
chess.
Oh.
Yes. There's no physical activity at all with chess.
We need something that just, it's right there.
It's all in your noggin. You know, I got a lot of head space.
Yeah. Well, as soon as they made it through that first round, I knew I then just had to pray that nothing bad was going to happen to Mike. Because Angel, time wasn't on his side.
As soon as he tripped in the hallway, I knew the time wasn't on his side.
I missed the trip in the hallway.
My God. The stumble. We were like, oh, yeah, he's by himself. He don't need nobody. And he goes, I was like, oh, God.
Mike.
That was after we saw his full butt in the dressing room.
Oh, my God. Cheeks out.
Man butt. Big, big cheeks.
After the fight of the century, before the two ladies.
Yes. It was funny. We was watching at our house. Josh and them was over. And in that one moment in time, everybody happened to look up at the TV. Because Mike, I'm not showing the clip. I ain't purposely seeing man butt. Boxing butt.
He showed his booty cheeks.
Angel. Oh,
he had his jock strap on, so you just saw the back of it, Angel.
I'm so glad I missed it.
He turned around. We were like, hey!
Everybody at the same time.
I just turned around. Wait a minute. Because I missed it, my husband wanted to make sure that I got to see it. I just turned and looked that way and just saw yellow ass cheeks. He said it was like this. And I turned. I was like, oh, God. Oh, he had his butt out.
It was
his whole butt. I've been watching boxing a long time. I've been watching boxing for a long time. I ain't never seen full man butt in the dress. They are usually fully dressed. They got the shorts on.
The camera was out. Nobody said live alert.
It was so funny. My kids was in there. The babies was in there. It was just like, hey, hey.
Little Marcus was watching with his friends. I heard him in there clapping, and then all of a sudden the clapping stopped at the same time that I ripped. Huh?
I was going to say, Mike had about 8 seconds of good fight per round.
That man landed 18 or 19 punches over 8 rounds.
But he only threw about 24.
No, he threw 97, but still, like, that was still like 200 less than Jake threw.
Jake threw about 3 times more than what Mike threw. Because Kev Mike looked, was like, I'll fall asleep. I'll die right here.
Kev looked it up, and it had been, what, 19 years since Michael Tyson?
Since Mike Tyson's last sanctioned bout. Why this was an official sanctioned bout, I have no idea. At 58 years old, like, you should be doing exhibitions. Matter of fact, you should be doing shadow boxing with your niece, nephew, and your grandkids. But a actual sanctioned bout that goes on your professional record. I mean, at the end of the day, Mike Tyson don't care. The 20 exactly, million. Because
what he say about his legacy?
I don't care at all. He took doesn't. 20 million home to, you know what I'm saying, stay upright. I'm just, I obviously, as you know, as a lot of sentiment of the blacks was like, man, we need something. We needed a win. Yeah. And your dog has, you're like, your dog's hair was like this, a little bit over the eye. It looked like I wanted to say, tonight will be the night that I will die for you over and over again. But listen, man, I can't think of an easier way to get $20 million. In the first round, Jake Paul looked like, oh, my God, I'm in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Oh, absolutely.
He was backing up. He was keeping distance from himself.
I mean, Jake knew, like, this is the thing. It don't matter how old Mike is. The power is still there. The speed is not there. The agility is not there. He's super stiff, nor is the balance. There's osteoporosis. Well, I saw. I was like, wow, this is where we're at. So I know Jake was just like, listen, while I can outreach him and I can move faster than him, if this man does actually somehow them yams is undefeated. Okay. God,
you guys.
I know Jake knew if this man hits me, I might not be able to jump back. So, yes, I too would have been.
For sure.
But once he realized Mike was winded, he was like, oh, let me just wear him out some more. And strategically, I thought Jake was very smart. He was like, if I just start throwing more punches, because Mike was doing a lot of swatting away, but there was barely any.
That's what I said, Angel. He did a lot of like. One time he did this.
Yes.
Also, like I want us to ask ourselves as a society, why did we tune in mass to watch a 58-year-old man do a sport that he first, I believe Mike was the youngest heavyweight champion at 20, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Most would argue that his prime probably peaked at what, somewhere 24, 25, something like that.
You guys know I believe in always trying to become a better person, as well as really diving into your interests and learning more about them. Well, the conversations we have on this podcast always get me thinking. And when I want to dive deeper into becoming a better entrepreneur or being a comedian and showing my comedic voice or even just being a storyteller, I want to hear from the best. Luckily, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you an unlimited access to every instructor. You can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. I absolutely love Masterclass. They have some of the most amazing instructors. They have Martha Stewart on there, Kevin Hart, Amy Poehler, Joanne Gaines, like people who I can truly trust that they know what they're talking about, and so can you. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/thething. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/thething. masterclass.com/thething.
So you're safely saying you're 20 years past your prime, fighting a person that no one would argue is one of the world's greatest boxers, but he is one of the world's greatest promoters. He has tapped into that, we want to see you lose. He came out to Mike Tyson's song in The Hangover.
That intro.
The car
moves so slow.
Oh, Angel. And then Mike Tyson walked out by himself.
And then speaking of promotions, the soft launch of his own deodorant that's coming out, Logan was just spraying all over the place.
They gonna get that product.
Oh my God.
I think I want to know what it says about us as a society that spectacle we signed up for to the point where Netflix's servers were not strong. Because Angel, a lot of people had your experience and a lot of people had mine.
Fred Hammond had yours, Kev.
Fred Hammond called me at the end of the fight. Was your internet tripping? And I was like, yeah, Fred. Also, you're Fred Hammond.
Yeah, you call me.
Regular. Angel, we was watching that on a Razor phone.
Oh, no.
Angel.
The fight before.
Minutes. I kept having to go out of Netflix and come back in. And it's like Netflix has had three live events that I've watched or wanted to watch. The Love is Blind reunion, it got overloaded to the point where they said, we just going to put this up like a YouTube video. Y'all watch it later.
It'll take 4 days before we put it up, but you'll get to see it eventually.
Yeah. The Chris Rock special I watched live, I didn't have any issues. And the Tyson fight, there was more issues during the undercard. I don't remember any actual issues during the Tyson fight, but the undercard, it was early on, it was buffering. And also, I watch a lot of boxing and the undercard fights are better. Taylor Serrano, that fight, them women was throwing hands, no defense at all. Did you watch that one, Angel?
I did. I barely watched it. I was doing a game night for my aunt's conference here virtually. But what I did see was that the one woman opened up a window on the other woman's eye so that she could get some ventilation to the meat under
her skin. She had a good draft going through there, Angel.
I mean, that thing, I wanted to be like, zip it up your purse, girl. That thing was so...
It was so disgusting.
It Josh have a conversation.
Last night. Let me show y'all the picture of this.
This was after the fight.
Look at this.
Yeah. It looked even worse. It looked worse when she was still in that ring and talking. I was like, how are
and
you?
Bloody. She was fighting going like this. Getting all that sweat and blood in her eye.
Their faces look like 1990 sitcoms when they would do prosthetics of when somebody's face is swollen. Like that's what it looked like.
Martin. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing of, I could not believe that that white girl won based on how I was watching the fight and a point deduction. I was like, wait, they was throwing hands. Mm-hmm. No defense. And they was, they threw more punches in probably, and this is not even like no hyperbole, probably one round, they probably landed more punches than landed in the entire Tyson Paul Jake.
Oh, I'm sure.
They looked like they was punching speed bags at some point or heavy bags. Like they was not blocking and dodging. They was just, I'll punch your head, you punch my head. I'll punch your head, you punch my head.
Headbutt.
Oh, headbutt. And then she was doing the old boxing trick. After you headbutt, you find a way to just drag your head across that open eye and hope the doctor calls it. Like, she not only headbutted her, what most would agree was on purpose, she doggone drugged that head across that eye.
Her bang was covered in blood from rubbing it against old girl's face.
Did you know, I think I told y'all this, and I'll tell you again because we're old people. I considered going into boxing in college because there was somebody at the university. Mm-hmm. There was a black dude at the University of Kentucky, older black man who would train folk. And so he was trying to see who would be interested. And I was like, well, I got all this weight behind me. I might as well use it to do something. And then I decided not to. Then when I came out here to California, that's how my trainer would train me, was with boxing, because he was a boxer. And this is what let me know I made the right choice. After like a week of training with him, this is how my hand would move. I could not sign documents because hand, like trying to hold something still, my hand would move like that. I said, oh.
What was that caused by?
I think for me just because, as you know, I am strong. So when we would spar, I would really be like, I'm going to use everything I have. And I think from just repetitively hitting, my nerves were like, what have you done? This is not, because I thought it would be like kickboxing. You know, you're not hitting anything when you're doing the kickboxing to the songs. When you're actually making contact and the energy shoots back into your arm, like you hit something, some of that energy comes back to you. My body was like, no.
I once had a trainer that I was using, one of my many that we started and ended. We was boxing as part of training and sparring, no headgear. And obviously I'm not a trained boxer, nor particularly coordinated.
You guys were sparring without headgear?
Our headgear, just boxing gloves.
Why?
I don't know. Sosa was like, you know, Sosa, Chris Sosa from All Def, he was a boxer. And he was like, Kev, you shouldn't be sparring without headgear. So anyway, dude hit me for real. Like, hit me in my lip, and I taste a little metallic. And he was, listen, I've been close to 270 for some time. He about 180. I said, oh, nigga, we boxing? I thought we was just throwing hands to like get the cardio up. You have struck me, sir. I wish I had a video. I had on my Instagram, Angel, I socked that man for real. Socked that man for real.
Yeah, you gotta get it back.
Y'all gotta get it back in blood, Josh. I said, Pinky said, all right, y'all, let's take a little break. Yeah, because why are you hitting me?
You hit me first.
I got to be on camera. And we was in the back of like an apartment thing, just almost like a little courtyard. Uneven ground, bricks and stuff. Why you hit me? Straight right, through the gloves. Bink! He was like.
Y'all were right outside there. In a parking lot?
Outside in a little, you know how LA has all those like, what are those, like when the apartments, they are circled around. They always have that courtyard in there.
Yeah, Just say courtyard. That makes sense.
Like a little patio?
Yeah, it's like garden style. I don't know what it is, but they have a little courtyard. We in there at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., punching each other in...
What the hell?
Josh. I know I could have got hurt. That's the whole point. We should have been doing that. But anyway, So I found out during the Tyson fight that Netflix is hosting the is it Thanksgiving or Christmas
game? Christmas Day. No.
Is it Thanksgiving or Christmas?
If it's Thanksgiving, that's crazy. They're going to do another live stream. You talking about the NFL
games?
Oh, that's going to be terrible.
Yeah, I was like, when did Netflix start?
Christmas Day.
Yeah, it was like the Texans. Yeah, it was the Texans versus somebody.
Oh, they signed a 3-year deal, Kev.
Is it just for the Christmas games?
Just for the Christmas games.
The NFL, I just want to say something. This might be controversial. I've been watching football a long time. Back in the day, almost all the games were on Sunday. And then you had Monday Night Football, and Monday Night Football was a big deal because it was Monday Night Football.
The game.
And it seemed like when I was a kid, maybe this is nostalgia, maybe it's true. It seemed like that Monday game was often a good game. Because it was like, oh, man, Monday Night Football, the Titans, the Steelers, the football game. And then they went Monday Night Football. Then they had Sunday Night Football. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, this is great. And a lot of the Sunday night games were good. The NFL now has a doggone game in London that's on at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Some games in the morning, some games in the afternoon, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. When the playoffs get around, they're going to be playing on Saturday night. It's too many primetime games, and they often stink it up. When you have all the games on Sunday morning, you can choose. You know, you go to Red Zone, some of the games are good, some are bad. When it's just one game 4 nights a week, it's Stinky McGee versus Stankin' Draws.
Is it because you're saying
a lot of the time?
because they're not able to play as well because they just have.
I think the combination, a lot of times you play on Sunday and then you play on Thursday. You've only had 3 days of rest. A lot of times the NFL player be needing, they need 6 days. You playing on Sunday, somebody 300 pounds is crashing into you for 2.5 hours. And then you have 3 days and you got to play another game on Thursday. I don't want it. It's too much. And then they got, they finna get wrestling too. They finna get Monday Night Raw on Netflix.
This is not, listen, you know why? I think they want to do this because they need the built-in audience. They're tired of original content that is like original, like concept as well. But they are not a live streaming platform.
Put this they on YouTube.
Never been successful.
YouTube is good for live streaming.
Yeah.
Prime Video. And they already got the contract. They got Thursday Night Football.
I agree with you.
Prime Video has Thursday Night Football.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We all over the place. You got to have all these apps. They got NFL games on Peacock, Prime Video, Netflix. It used to just be on Fox and CBS.
On Tubi.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say on Tubi, they got the Dirty D before. That's the lead in.
Yeah.
You believe?
I was about to say, y'all remember when we cut the cord? Cut the cord.
Oh my God. In the next week.
Twice as much as we did when everything was on on DirecTV.
We cut the cord because we have Wi-Fi now. We don't need the cord. We didn't change none of our habits. We pay infinitely more now via.
Yeah, we did change our habits. We became dumber and was like, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I'll just add
6 subscriptions, 7.
My YouTube TV alone is like $75 now.
Yes, YouTube and TV is my DirecTV.
You know what I don't like about these apps? Y'all just reminded me. Back in the day, they would be like, not even the day, but months ago, they would email you like, we raising the prices because we're going to be adding this feature now. We're going to raise the price because we now have access to these movies. Now they just email you, the price of the brick going up. It's 44. It was 44. It's 72 now.
And what shut
we,
up.
What are we getting extra? Nothing, man. Shut up. The price of the brick going up, and they just stand up and walk off. The email don't have no features coming in. All the people are raising the prices together. We ain't got no concern. I ain't got offered a new feature. YouTube TV be like, we raising the price, but now we gonna add Fox and this, and you can rewind. Now they're like,
they're adding everything but YouTube Premium. The least you could do is throw that in.
They're like, we ain't got nothing to do with them. Again, we got the same first name, but we ain't the same people.
We got different dads.
That's like saying Angel Moore and Angel Conwell are the same folk. They two different people.
Two different angels. Yeah. One got two L's in it. And Angel Reese. Y'all confusing us. We in different entities.
But we got Angel Reese streaming all the games.
Where's she streaming the games at?
No, I'm just saying they're running Chicago Sky.
Oh.
You know, I'm saying like you could watch it on a streaming service. Never mind. We can.
I got it now. I got it. But the thing is, we're paying so much to see one little thing.
You only need one app. Patreon, Kev on Stage Studios. At the end of the day, that's the only app you need. Turn off the other one to save enough money to be on Kev on Stage at the studios. You get a voice episode. When we charge you more, we give you things like the hospital. We actually don't even charge you more. We ain't raised the price in ever. We ask you for more, but we don't charge you more. So speaking of cutting the cord, turn off Netflix and turn on Kev.
Even though we're going to talk about what we watched on Netflix.
Yep.
Therapy can be costly, but Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most insurance providers. Most insured members have a $0 copay. Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, makes getting the help you need easy, accessible, and affordable. Talkspace therapy and psychiatry are covered by many insurance plans and employers. Most insured members have a $0 copay. You can easily sign up online and get paired with a licensed provider that's right for your needs, the right fit for you, typically within 48 hours. You can also switch providers at no extra cost.
Talkspace makes getting help convenient because you can take your appointments from the comfort and privacy of your own home. As a listener to this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/crew with a K and enter promo code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/crew with a K and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/crew with a K, promo code SPACE80. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million users and billions of dollars awarded in winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. Just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. I really do believe that Prize Picks is a great way to get into daily fantasy sports. You really are trying to find a place where you can jump in there, have fun, not be stressed, but really like get a chance to get your head in the game. And Prize Picks is where you should go and do that. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When your picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. Prize Picks now offers Venmo for easy and quick deposits and withdrawals into your account this sports season. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday each Tuesday. Truly, it is very, very simple. We've been working with Prize Picks for a while, and I promise you, you will be like, oh, this is simple. I should do this. And you can win $50 with just by putting $5 down, and you ain't got to win. Because, you know, being the sports expert that I am, not everybody has all that insight, you know, but you don't need that to be able to have fun on Prize Picks. Download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Prize Picks, run your game.
All right, you want to move on? Or you got anything else to say about that that boxing match, Angel?
You know what? I'll say this. Mike, he looked the way he should have looked. He talked a good game in the beginning, but that's what he's supposed to do. But mm-hmm. he looked the way a 58-year-old should look. And Jake Paul looked the way a rich white boy who has unlimited resources and a lot of time should look if he's going to enter into the world of boxing and want to be taken seriously. I would love to see him fight these people who have a lot to lose. And then I feel like I'd be like, okay, it's, this is what I said at the end of the fight. I'm sorry. I did have a lot more to say. I was like, the Aryan Nation is rising up. That is what I feel like is happening. The Aryan Nation? Yes.
Aryan Nation?
The Aryan Nation.
That's how Jake was. What was Jake saying at the end of the fight? It felt like he was trying to put out the call to people.
He was. He said, and also he was like, Canelo needs me. I don't need Canelo. It was like, what are you talking about?
He knows better.
He's like, because he brings a lot of goddamn old money just because he brings eyeballs. And he doesn't mind being the villain. However, yeah, I was just like, this blonde white boy just got a W over Mike Tyson. Now, granted, he should actually, that should happen because he is more than half of this man's age. But one thing I felt like Black folk have had over most people, but especially white people, is that even if we are not the smartest in the room, or the person who's had the person who has had access to most education. I don't want to say smartest in the room. Even if we're not the wealthiest in the room, you don't want to fight me. The problem is now they're like, maybe we can fight them. Mm. Mm. The Aryan Nation.
Everybody ain't 58 now.
I get it. But now it's like maybe I could train and be stronger and be. Yeah, It just, for me, I was just like, we didn't need to give them no more W's. No more. They didn't need not nary another W. They've been winning.
Or another dollar.
Life.
Or another dollar. He was able to command $40 million for himself without a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just crazy.
$40 million. $40 million.
I just, now listen, there were some things that I learned about him that I said, oh, that's great. When they said he has helped women boxers earn more money and he has helped with boxer wages. Yeah. I was like, well, that's good. That's real good. I said, okay, I'm happy that you've done that. But I would rather watch him fight people who have nothing to lose, that this is their only career that they can do. And because I actually don't think he'll do terrible. I think he'll really, but I think it'll really, if he wants respect as a boxer and not just a influencer or content creator, I think that's the way to go instead of fighting these old ass men that we love. Like, leave him alone.
The smartest thing Jake Paul does is not fight actual boxers, but fight people who are known for fighting and sell that. Like, he was like, the last guy he fought was like Mike Perry, bare knuckle brawler. Anderson Silva, 78 years old. Nate Robinson was an athlete. Do you know who Jake Paul is? I think he fought at heavyweight last night. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul's fight. You know who else is a heavyweight? Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, Usyk. You don't, he's not getting there with nobody who's been boxing since they were 15 and in their prime. This would be over. Jake Paul don't have the footwork of a real boxer. He don't have the defense of a real boxer.
So he's got no fundamentals. He's relearning fundamentals. They were talking about that in his documentary. He said the biggest struggle his coach had with him was having to like start all the way from the very beginning of how a boxer should move in the ring.
Absolutely. Because a lot of them boxers, they start when they're children.
And then it's a sixth sense of how they move with their weight, how they set up the next punch.
Yes, they move. The first thing they teach you in boxing, you don't, when I did training in another boxing time I went to learn.
Not in the courtyard?
Not in the parking lot or courtyard?
The actual boxing gym. The boxing gym. They were like, you don't need to throw a punch for weeks. The first thing you need to know how to do is step in a boxing ring, because the way boxers move is not how you walk around. It's like your feet need to be together, how you, your stance, your weight, and how to just step forward, backwards, right and left. Then you need to learn how to protect yourself. Then you learn how to move your hands and then step and protect yourself. By week four, you might throw a punch. And imagine somebody learning that when they were seven and you started in your 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. He was talking about Canelo. I think Canelo, the weight jump is too different for them to fight. But I think even somebody Canelo, which he'll have some pounds on, he can say that in the ring, man. Canelo need me. Brother, them Mexican people don't go down good.
Facts.
You got to be almost ready to kill them. Listen, them Mexican fighters, a lot of Mexican fighters are known for having a strong chin. A lot of black fighters are known for being slick, you know, and hard to hit. That Mexican people be like, pink.
Yeah. Come right back.
Just taking it to the face. You don't want to fight them for real. Like, that's what he's smart about doing. He picks people that's just interesting enough to make the fight seem like it could be. And then it ain't.
It's just a money-making machine. So, I mean, with that as a business, it that's smart. If it's not to be the world heavyweight champion or the world's whatever, you will be rich. That is what you will be.
Yes.
Yes. That's it. That's all I have to say.
All right, let's move on to Uncle Denzel. I just, this gladiator press run, Denzel is doing some of the funniest things without being funny at all. I was talking to Melissa about this. She said, Denzel announced he was going to be in Black Panther, right? Black Panther 3.
He's going to be in it. Yeah.
What'd I say?
I thought you said the way it came over to me, it sounded like he was going to be Black Panther.
Oh, no. Yeah. He's going to be in it. And I was talking about how he ain't gonna be having no accent in there, right? He's just gonna be like, I'll kill Thanos, I guarantee it, I stand by it, right? And Melissa was like, I don't think he was supposed to announce that in that interview. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, Kev, think about how all the Marvel stuff be announced. Like, mm-hmm. It's at Comic-Con, it's at this big Marvel thing, it's like the big slate. Like, you think Marvel would just let Denzel announce a movie in an interview about another movie?
Out of contract?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Marvel be big on the NDA and the silence and all that stuff. They be big on that. And Denzel was just like, so after this, I'm going to do King Lear. I'm going to do Othello. I played that when I was 22. Want to play that when I'm 70. I want to do a movie with Steve McQueen. Okay, we working on a film. Ryan Coogler got a movie that he want me to be in. He wrote me a part of Black Panther 3. And then I'm going to do something else. And then I'm going to be retired. And then all these blogs were like, Denzel's in Black Panther 3. And I was like, what? Not like from Marvel stuff. It was like discussing film and stuff. So I watched the video and I was like, oh, dang, this is crazy. And then Liz said that. And I was like, you know what? You are right. And then she's like, what you gonna do? It's Denzel. Like, you can't take the words back.
Right.
Right. And I just thought that was so funny. I just hope they let him be an American, because he gonna be if he's a Wakandan with no accent, I mean, I'll look past that.
But he said at ABFF, he ain't wearing no tights.
Did he?
Dang.
He said, nah. I ain't wearing no tights. He said, absolutely not. He said, that is not, no, I ain't doing it. I said,
why are you going to be in a superhero movie with no tie? He going to have jeans on as Denzel, man?
Some khakis, I'm sure. I don't know. I said, why is he becoming such a nigga at an old age? Like, it is just.
You don't care, Angel.
I see. It is so funny, because not to say he's any less distinguished. He's a distinguished man. But we just saw him as the epitome of grace and like being debonair. And now he's sometimes ornery. And I love it.
Oh, yeah. You seen him with the people? Y'all, somebody just asked Denzel if Denzel ever used a British an accent. Oh, you've missed out. He's used a British accent before.
Wasn't it in a Shakespeare thing?
No, it was a movie. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did see this.
Let me show y'all this.
Look at how young he looks. Jonathan Majors has that posture.
So, you came here from St. Lucia when you were 4, Jonathan?
Yes.
Yes.
And you've not been resident anywhere outside the UK?
Now, apart from tours of duty now.
Well, I'm very sorry, Mr. James, but despite your excellent army record, I can't make a special exception.
I don't understand this. I had a British passport.
Passport?
The passport was issued to you before the 1981 Act. Now, under the new law, since you were born in St. Lucia, which has now become an independent country, you no longer have citizenship of United Kingdom colonies.
Well, I can die for United Kingdom and colonies, can't I? You can put me out there as a front gunner to get me bleeding head blown off. I'm British then, yeah?
Yes, but you can still become a British citizen. All you have to do is send a check, £200. Send it to me. I'll hurry along, because I know you want to go on holiday.
You don't understand, do you? The £200 has got nothing to do with it.
I appreciate your predicament.
Appreciate? You don't appreciate nothing. Where were you when the bullets started flying, eh? Hiding behind your desk, shitting yourself like the rest of your kind. Well, I was out there in the cold, in the dark, in the shit. I watch my mate, a man who saved my life, get his fucking leg blown off. Appreciate it. Don't make me laugh.
Hey, so that dog on Denzel was fighting so hard to get out.
It was going.
I was like, get this accent out of here and let me talk about regular.
Oh, it was going God. Back and forth so much. There were times where it was just like, oh, and then it would leave. It was just, but it definitely didn't sound like you because you just yell.
I can do it muted.
You got to do it like he had a lot of the breathiness.
Oh, I've been fighting for my country. My mate got his leg blown off. You want
to tell me? Are we in Australia?
What is happening?
I told my mate, you want to tell me not go get my passport?
My passport? Hold on.
Let me be for real. Me thinks it was a British citizen. I won't get my passport.
What?
Those words just jumped on top of each other.
It sounded like you had macaroni and cheese in your mouth while you were trying to do it.
You ain't telling me I got my passport. I think I got my passport on Tuesday.
You sound like a baby, like a toddler.
Denzel, the funny thing is, as he's acting, you can see what we love, the intensity, the charisma. them just words was coming out like, hoity-toity, matey, boity, hoity-toity, naughty, British, like the British, like.
Well, I wasn't expecting for him to take that. I mean, because there are so many versions of a British accent, I wasn't expecting that one.
let's so watch another also, video. I've saw the one I just showed you. I haven't seen this one, so let's just find out together if he's any better or worse. This is another.
The last one was 88.
So what's it now then? Bank robberies.
What that?
Nah. Too much like hard work. Put it away, Rube.
It's a dangerous weapon you got there, Colin.
Don't take me for a mug, Rubin. I know what it is.
The doggone music was stronger than the accent.
Yes.
The music was going off.
That was the villain origin story.
Go ahead, dude.
So what's it now then? Bank robberies.
What that?
Nah.
Too much luck.
Yeah.
Man.
That's just it right there.
You can do whatever you want to do, man. Denzel did that movie and then just continued on his career path and became one of the greatest actors in our history. I mean, if I want to work with him, I got to either be Shakespeare ready or Marvel ready. If I want to work with him on a movie film, as an actor.
Or stage, on a movie film. You're right. Or get ready to do an August Wilson film. I feel like he'll continue to come out of retirement. If it's a good, strong August Wilson.
Well, he actually said he wanted to not retire. He said, I said retire, but I meant I want to go. He wants to go behind the camera. Or get back. He said, in your life, you learn, you earn, and you return. And he's in his return phase of life. I can't wait to see this Dog on Gladiator movie. I'd be forgetting that when Denzel is not the Gladiator. He's so Denzel. All the marketing is Denzel. Gladiator is about the fighters in the ring, and all the promo is Denzel.
Pedro Pascal's in it, isn't he?
I did not know that, Joshua.
They got a lights out lineup, and Denzel's the only person we've ever seen in the past
1,000%. The poster I get served is that picture where he's like, you know, he's looking out to the side.
That's the Denzel eye.
He's the money maker. Oh, yeah. When he was doing The Great Debaters, he just wanted to direct it. They were like, but if you want us to make it, you're going to have to do it in front of the camera.
Here's a debate. I want you to win. You want to direct it? You got to be in it. If you ain't,
you got to be in it.
You could direct a film that's going nowhere. There ain't nobody going to be able to see it.
This was like with the app. There were stuff that was getting made for the app, but they were like, if y'all want eyeballs in it, Kevin, you're gonna have to show up. You're gonna have to pop up in here.
Listen, yeah, and you're right about it.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't gonna be in the hospital. And my people were like, Kevin, you what? No. I was like, no, I need to be a vehicle for the people. Yeah, yeah, all that. You be in it too. Get it, be a vehicle for the people. Get CP in there and get to him, Tony, and all the like. Get Lauren and Jasmine and Reggie and Rob. And you get in there too, and you be an actor as well.
CP wouldn't have got that brains tired off, man.
I know that doggone Crunch Stadium joke. Boy, I had myself a great laugh. He said, completely improv. I just happened to say chips.
You can
just happen to be like, yeah, chips. Oh, got to save from chips. I legit didn't know what he was going to say. I said, why? That's a Crunch Stadium. I said, man.
He's stupid. Speaking of CP, me and Marcus are watching The Detroiters. Have y'all ever watched that show?
Mm-mm. I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. Is it on Netflix?
Yes. It's great. It's goofy. It's goofy. And I love it. Sam Robinson and Tim, whatever, they both have kind of black last names.
Tim Robinson is the white dude, right?
Oh, see, I put his last name on the wrong person. The white dude is Tim. Sam, something else that's like a black name to me.
What's his name? Sam something. Richardson.
Richardson, yeah.
Yeah.
They are hilarious as best friends. We actually had Marcus watch an episode last night with Gail. Oh, what is Gail Bean was in it? And Sam,
friend of the pod, you know,
huh? Friend of the pod,
friend of the pod,
my Sarah. Where he was trying to, Sam was trying to code switch, but like Sam normally just speaks proper, like very mid-Atlantic, that's what they call it in dialect school, mid-Atlantic English. But because he's trying to impress Gail, he goes into this very like, I'm from the hood type of, yeah, baby girl, you know what I'm saying? So he's flipping back and forth through the episode, and it is one of the funniest things. And I said, little Marcus, I need you to watch this because I need to know, could you do something like this? Could you play a character where you had to keep flip-flopping back and forth from the Marcus we know to a dude who's just like, what's up? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Good to see you.
Kicking game.
Yeah. And or either just like he would be talking to regular people, you know, chilling like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. It is so funny. Y'all should check it out. It's very goofy funny.
I love it. I love Tim Robinson is that he has that sketch show on Netflix. He had one of these things that went viral. Like the guy was like, that burger looks good. Let me have that. Give me that. I'm joking.
I'm joking.
So no, that was dope. Also, Denzel in this Gladiator press tour said that he kissed a man in this movie and they took it out. And he was like, I guess they were scared. And I just want to say, the men podcast had Denzel kissed a man on a Gladiator in Gladiator and completely remained his confident actor self. Denzel is an actor. He gonna give the role what the role wants. He might have saved us from months of podcast dialogue. And
about Denzel as a straight man kissing a man on the lips in a movie?
Yes. The dialogue would be what Hollywood has done to the black man.
Oh, yeah.
But it's interesting. Denzel is doing it at the end of his career where Usually they do. As soon as they get you in Hollywood, they're going to put you in a dress. You're going to kiss that man, and then you're going to take off. Denzel, having had already won his Oscars and by his own admission on his tail end of his career, you can't make the argument that he did it to further himself. Right. And absolutely, gladiators did be kissing men. Ancient Rome, y'all, Roman Empire, and them Greeks.
Yeah.
There's a reason Greek and freak rhymes.
Oh, the Greeks was like, what? This is all what? Let's not stand on ceremony.
The Greeks come out at night.
Nice.
Come on, man.
Nice. The Greek people are. Do you remember how the people in Dorne were, Angel in Game of Thrones, Pedro Pascal and them's character? That's what the Greek people were. I know Greek and Roman is different, but they was over there together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they used to be doing all the things in the bathhouses. And I'm like, do you know what your bath? You're supposed to clean yourself. You're not supposed to get more dirty. They're like, no, we going to get up in here. We about
they
to
just open pools. Listen, I'm not secure with myself or my body. I said I couldn't have been out there with y'all. I just can't have holes and holes and people just licking and sticking. You ain't even paying attention now. You done been licked. You like, hello, ma'am. Nice to meet you.
Why are you looking at my deal with the smells. I can't deal with the smells. That's many open offices, and everything has a scent. And I'm not saying that people stink, but if you put everybody's body odor together, it's not going to be pleasant. Not in my that. Like, I don't know how people do orgies. It's just, who is that?
I imagine Angel coming to the orgy like, whew.
Somebody's tangy.
If you're first, you maybe get used to it. You come late, it's kind of already been lingering. You remember that part of Austin Powers when he was like, you know, in an apartment and everybody's already been cooking and everybody's smells are mixing, smells like that plus fart. That's what I imagine.
Somebody walks in the big orgy like, oh, Sarah's here. She said she wasn't coming back till April. Wow. Yeah. I mean, what a fragrant surprise.
Sarah's hair is crazy. Sarah, what's up, Charlie? I'm almost done. I'll wrap you up soon.
Hey, Jerry.
Right. I can't. It's too many smells.
Oh, man, that's wild.
Sorry, Sarah's. Any Sarah's in here, sorry.
No, nah, Sarah's. I'm not going to be freaky.
The Sarah's be the biggest freaks.
Biggest
Sarah's in the. The Sarah's and the Amy's.
No, the big freaks be them doggone anime girls. Let me tell you what I found out down to the cons. Them anime people be doing that sex. It ain't all cosplay. It be some cospeen in there. I know y'all be taking costumes off. Cospeen
is crazy.
Y'all be in there doing that. Yeah, y'all be in there doing that hentai. I know what y'all did. I seen the way y'all looked at each other.
Well, the anime cartoon girls, their skirts only cut off right at their booty.
Oh, yeah. It'd be very suggestive. And then the women becoming dressed like that, but higher. When I was at DreamCon, I said, hey, man, hey, hey. And I see the way they looked at each other. It was like, are you going to the are you going to the panel? Well, I'm going to the panel. I'm about to give you a panel. Wait, that don't even go.
I'm
kicking game.
Ooh. Speaking of anime, I love that they kind of going back to the bonus episode, that's how they did the storytelling in Meg Thee Stallion's documentary.
The animation. Yeah. That's a note. Yeah. Yes. That was really cool.
Yeah, I love that. And it started to lean towards kind of like an anime style, even more so towards the end.
Yeah. Are you an anime fan?
She is.
Okay, that's cool. That's
they always be challenging her anime. Apparently, this is a big thing in the anime community. Women are always challenged about like their love for anime. They'd be like, I like anime, name seven characters. What was Goku's seventh form? How you watch Death Note? And then a lot of the women that I follow be like, bro, I ain't got to prove myself to you. But apparently that happens to Meg a lot. Men are always like making her prove herself. When she did that Watashi wa Star video, there was a video, a guy from Bar was like, actually, her Japanese accent more mixes between them. And then a Japanese person, Stitchy, was like, man, shut up. We just happy she's over here doing our language at all. You ain't Japanese either. Your accent is trash. And I was like, and their American accent was good. they spoke fluent Japanese. I was like, it was crazy. It's like people can't believe beautiful women like anime. Anime ain't nothing but good stories that are just anime.
They don't
anime.
Believe ugly women can believe like anime either. What? I think you're missing what the problem really is.
It's oh my God. That's hilarious. The yeah, that's right. Any male, yeah, not just anime, Aaron, any male dominated, nerdy, God dang it. Okay.
Oh.
You're a guy like Bill Withers? The comment no more. The comments be going fast down to the Patreon. Anyway, sports and all that type of stuff. Even though anybody can learn about sports from watching sports.
People were very shocked. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
People were very shocked that I knew what I was talking about while we were watching the Tyson fight. I was like, I said, okay.
Panelists on here?
First of all, I've proven myself.
We've introduced sports because of Angel.
Yes.
But second of all, wow. I'm not going to remember names. That's not a part of what is important as a sports analyst. What I am going to remember is a sport that I actually like and understanding mm-hmm. like, oh, these are the mechanics of it. And this is why this fight is going this way. Somebody mm-hmm. was like, you sound like you know what you're talking about. I was like, because I do. Damn it. Now, obviously.
What was you saying here. That? Didn't say that, Angel.
I was like, they were like, Jake Paul is like keeping away. I was like, yes, because he has a long enough reach. He doesn't have to go in tight. Why would he take away his one advantage? His one advantage is that he has a longer reach than Mike. And he's younger, obviously. Those are his two advantages. I said, if he takes away the advantage of him having a longer reach, he's putting himself in jeopardy of coming face to face with the one advantage Mike has right now, which is still power. And they were like, You sound like you know what I'm talking about. I do.
They don't be watching the pod. That's light work for you.
It's very, very light.
Yeah, I was. Somebody said they were surprised Rosie Perez was there. I didn't know that was Rosie Perez when I was hearing it because Netflix was frozen on the boxing, and they never cut to the commentator. But I was like, I didn't even know Rosie Perez liked boxing. I thought she liked Jeopardy.
I don't get the joke.
I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Probably because it came out.
It's been so long.
I'm Latinx. I'm Latinx.
You are Latinx, but you got to see White Men Can't Jump, man.
I saw the new one.
Yuck.
No, you don't.
Yuck.
Don't watch.
Take that out your mind.
Oh, man. Good times, man. All right.
Man.
Get a hand-painted portrait in as little as 2 weeks. The perfect holiday gift, meaningful, personal, and always heartwarming. This is a gift that will touch your heart and make your loved one's holiday unforgettable. Paint Your Life transforms your photos into a one-of-a-kind, beautiful hand-painted portrait by professional artists. You can have your artist combine multiple photos or ask your artist to add embellishments, change a wardrobe, put yourself in a location you've always wanted to go to, or add a lost one to a special, a lost loved one, I should say, to a special occasion for a portrait you've always dreamed of. You can upgrade your portrait with a custom frame, customize a payment plan that works for you. It takes less than 5 minutes to order a custom-made hand-painted portrait. You'll get to approve every stage of the portrait process and request as many modifications as you like to ensure the portrait is painted just like you have dreamed. Y'all know I use this to surprise my very good friend, little sister, Brisha, for her wedding. I was able to add her father, who had recently passed, to a portrait of her in her wedding dress just so she could feel like he was there on the day. So I'm telling you right now, it was one of the best gifts I've ever been able to give somebody. And I think you will love it as well. This holiday season, you can give the most meaningful gift you've ever given from paintyourlife.com. There's no risk. If you don't love your final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And for right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get the special offer, text the word THING to 87204. That's THING to 87204. Text THING to 87204. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most.
All right, Angel, did you see that guy on TikTok where people hire him to go to cuss out their bosses on their behalf?
I heard about it, but I hadn't seen it. I heard about it, and I said, this does not seem like it'll end well for people.
I saw one where he's about to fight the manager. Let me see if there's one on YouTube.
Pull it up, Kaya. I feel like Marcus would love that type of job.
Oh, my God. Marcus would kill.
I mean, at a younger age now, he don't really care.
Let me see if I can share this. I'm going to show y'all some of these.
Oh, my laundry is so
big. Big money to see him cuss my boss out once upon a time. Whew. These are all longest watch. These are not pre-screened.
Y'all sit down. Yeah.
This is not going to last long enough to sit down.
You don't know what's going to last. This is my meeting.
This is my facility.
This is not your facility. Listen, let me tell you, let me tell you something. Like I tell other supervisors and managers and bosses, if you're not the CEO of the company, you ain't shit but part of the bottom line. You ain't nothing but a puppet for the CEO. This is not for you to say this is your facility. Tells me all the entitlement that you think you have or think you supposed to have. This is not your facility. You got to punch in just like everybody else. And when we done this meeting, you going to carry your ass back to work and do whatever you was doing. No, because this is not his facility. You time out. You time out, because that's how we talk at OCDA. Y'all sit down.
Listen, what does OCDA stand for? I love it.
What does OCDA stand for? I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
Somebody, I know. Somebody's got to know.
Somebody in the Patreon got to know.
Oh, my God. That was so good. He said, no, you time out. He says, you're going to clock your ass back in and go back to work and do whatever you were supposed
OSHA
to be doing.
OSHA cares diversity affairs.
OSHA.
Love it. It also, I love that he has a country accent because I feel like we cuss people out better than anybody.
Oh. It sounds so smooth.
Yeah.
Country cussing is the best cussing.
It almost sounds melodic. That's the reason why. There's a melody to it that just... You end up in a trance.
Man, hold on. Let me see. I hope this is on there. Kendria Bland used to have this series that she would do where she would...
Oh, where's she been at?
Is she on TikTok still?
They don't never serve me, huh?
Listen, Angel. Oh, my God. Y'all going the wrong...
You talk about when she left the... when she would be standing out talking...
Yes. With the folks. Would she would hear her own voice back here?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to be on my way, but my child told me that her teacher hit her. Tell that homie just come outside. I'll be there in about 5 minutes. This is the last thing I'm telling her. She put her hands on to me. So, y'all better get outside. I'll come up in there and get out.
Kevin. Lost Kevin. I ended up doing her trend. Because it was such a funny trend. She sounds real country.
You did it as a voicemail? Or how did the video go again?
It was the same. It was the same thing. It was a voicemail, but it was I sound more like a mama.
Oh, that's
like
right.
I try to make sure I'm not matching the trend bar for bar and add my own little to it. That's
perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Not coming over today. Who the hell are you think finna come over there with them damn blood roaches and them crip rats? I'm not getting in the middle of that, and I certainly ain't eating your damn food. Hell, you tell Ratatouille and Roach Kishiana I ain't coming.
No, we will not. You need to stop doing them slave videos.
She always sounds like a slave. She is from Mississippi. I knew it. I said she's either from Alabama or Mississippi, because they still got that accent that's really close to the plantation.
Have you seen her her Harriet Tubman, when she be rapping videos?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, am I confusing her? Am I making her with another person who always, she does videos like she be talking out the door. Oh my goodness. Like she, it's more about what's happening in person, not the voice call. And she got a deep country accent. Her voice is raspy. And God, dog, I ain't never, guess what? I'll never find her. I'll never find her.
This is what I want to show you.
Running water is a planet for the daily. You know my name, man. Or rent the castle head. Big mama of the town. I'm the big talk. I don't just talk about, but can I do that civil walk? I walk the freedom. The freedom riders coming to my house to host the meet. We went to corner street and sat in only white and seat. No one put his gun up to my face and I kept eating. What you know about that 335? What you know about the step into the struggle with love? So that the clan don't know. They looking for this Negro. I put on the show on that bus like. Getting up, matter of fact, we sitting up, trying to give me up, but you ain't big enough. Been tough, walking down that rose of the bound, so it don't bother me when they take out the dogs of Alabama. When you hit it, bop, bop, little drop. I empty out that click, click, tell me, don't stop. Get down and get popped, and mouse is my heart. Don't mimic my Glock, stop playing with me. I said, I hate to knock your teeth out, peace out. You gon' knock that, cause you playing with your life, I do not fight. You know what I'm saying? I didn't come to play, I came for the slaves. We can do it the easy way, I would get do it the hard way. The trust is hard, let them boy, you can die. In the union as a spy, and as a nurse, but he be on front line, and I ain't lying.
Wait, are you, Angel, you talking about 17 Prime?
Show me.
God dang it, I keep doing the wrong thing. Oh God.
I love how she switched up her rapping styles. That was so, for her to go into, who was that? It wasn't Mystical. Was it Mystical?
Yeah, she sounded like Mystical.
Yes, 17 Prime.
I can't, she, I don't know what her,
It's just Shay Moore.
Thank you. She doesn't have the same, social, she don't have the same handle on.
That's who I was putting them together in my head, but I was like, her voice sound different. She don't, she has, in my opinion, the real country voice that's like sugary. Yeah. Oh, girl, sound like a slave. She has a syrupy.
Sounds like a slave.
She sound like slave movies. You better come around here. That it sounds way more. Not that it's not an accent that is true. It just puts us in pre-Civil War.
This is who you talking about.
You won't have any more problems out of him. Yeah, I promise you that. Okay, bye. You have a nice day too. Bye. Come here. Now I'm not bothering my thumb now. I ain't the one you mad at. You got these folks calling my phone while I'm at work, and you know I don't play that. You know I don't play that. And you in class, you're talking, and ain't doing your work, ain't turning nothing in, playing and kicking it with JJ and Ray Ray. Is JJ and Ray Ray gonna get you graduated? I didn't think so. So why are you in class not paying attention? And next time y'all get grade reports, I want it on my dresser. Matter of fact, put that phone on my dresser. They weren't supposed to leave my house. Because if I remember correctly, I told you not to take that phone out of my house.
She,
not my house.
When I first moved, my dad and mom got married. And my dad's family all from Atlanta. And we start spending the summers in Atlanta. That's how my aunties and my grandma and them all sound. And still sound today. Because in El Paso, my mom's family was from Ohio. Obviously, Great Migration. You know, they went to Ohio.
Oh, you and Melissa's family is from Ohio?
Yeah. My family's from Columbus. Ruthie and them is from Columbus, Ohio. Melissa's family is from Toledo's house. Toledo. Oh. Melissa's, both sides of her family are from Toledo, Ohio. Just my grandma's from, my mom's side of the family is from Columbus. My dad's side of the family is not around. But I believe they're from Alabama. But my dad's side is from Georgia, stayed in Georgia. So when we went from El Paso to Atlanta for the summers, that's what all my auntie, Aunt Pumpkin, Aunt Teen, they all sound like that, and uncles.
Yeah, no, I feel like 17 Prime, her, she has a current Southern accent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that what's her face when she talks normally sounds like Slave, but when she puts on for the extra, she ages it.
The voiceover part.
Yeah, voiceover part. She purposefully ages her voice. Well,
yeah.
It's not even ages, it's moves it back in time.
Yeah. Shea Prime actually has a black uncle she does that's a truck driver that sound like my uncle's. She wears a little headband thing, like, you know, when they do
the Bluetooth.
No, the truck driver one. What is it called? The radio, is it CB radio?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name. It's got the ear. It's got the ear, and then it's like the.
Yeah.
But then it goes over.
Like a gaming thing.
It goes over this way.
Yes, she sounds like a truck driving uncle. No matter where she is, she just has that headset,
hand radio.
Why we all got uncles that drove trucks? Why is that something that black people got?
I got an uncle that still drives trucks.
This CDL money, them trucking money is
good. And they good. Listen. Especially if you got it early on, you're like, this is good. Yeah. And the benefits, you'd be on that road per mile.
I mean, loads, Josh, from coast to coast. There's good money on that road, on that CDL. You get on that road, you know, CDL, there's good money. Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
I fall asleep. I couldn't do it.
You own the truck? A lot of black people own their own truck.
That's what
the
money is.
Yeah, because listen, we still move a lot of weight in America, and a lot of it goes by truck.
Yeah,
when I order my merch, ground, drive it to me. If you put it on a plane, it's gonna cost so much more.
You know, I order a lot of stuff from overseas.
You say that.
I order a lot of stuff from overseas, and they were like, we can do it express.
Stop it.
Oh, multiple families. Yes. Yes.
Nationwide.
Yes.
That's why they all got that insurance, because they'd be on your side too. They cover.
I was about to say, I order a lot of stuff overseas, and they'd be like, how fast do you want it? I'm like, how slow can you move it? Because
if you could walk it over to me with somebody holding it in their hands for the cheapest, walk it to me. Give it to me by summer of next year.
Right, exactly. I'm ordering this for the future. I don't want it no time soon, because I know y'all about to kill me on these prices.
Listen, America, the globe, we you can ship it, you can fly it, you can drive it, and as much technology as we have, we still, it's a big, that's the reason when them longshoremen was finna strike, it was finna have a great impact on our country. Because it's still cheaper to move them boats through the ocean, drop it off at a dock, hook it up to a truck, and get it where it need to go.
Ain't that crazy?
Ain't that crazy. Anyway, God bless y'all. I got a lot of stuff to do for Churchy right now.
So again, when are we back next?
We'll be back.
Sorry.
We'll be shooting Saturday, the 22nd.
You got that thing. I was gonna say you got that thing on Saturday too.
I got that thing, so we'll find a time Saturday. If we do it around this time, I should be good.
And vote. You got a thing? Okay.
God bless you. Yeah, I'll tell you when we close it off. God bless you.
Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.